Brad Swanson with the State Farm Center with me today. Brad, good to see you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
And again, your role with the State Farm Center?
Assistant Director for Marketing and Sales.
So you're the one that sends out all those releases when we've got these new acts that have been booked and tickets are going on sale. And
my job is to put butts in seats,
there
as
you go.
They say.
Well, let's talk about some of the shows we've got coming up. Broadway series underway again this year, the WCIA Broadway series.
Yep.
What are some of the shows coming up pretty soon?
Yeah, we're really excited about our lineup this year. I was on, I think, last month where we announced the whole series. But our two shows here in the fall are Rent and Dirty Dancing, two titles that most people, even if they're not real big Broadway aficionados, should recognize at the very least. So Rent is in town October 10th and Dirty Dancing November 5th. Each of those shows, we continually stress these are Broadway quality touring productions. So they're professional actors putting on a Broadway quality show. So it's really kind of a cool thing to be able to offer to a community here in Central Illinois that normally you'd have to drive to Chicago or Indianapolis or St. Louis to see. So again, Rent and Dirty Dancing, two kind of big name shows coming to town here this fall. We have tickets on sale now at statefarmcenter.com/Broadway. And people can check that out and hopefully come out and enjoy those shows.
Is that set up as far as years past, where it's kind of half of the stadium is used for audience, the back half is for background?
Most people don't realize that the arena is as versatile as it is. We have the ability to configure the arena in a variety of ways, including this Broadway configuration. We're one of the only large arenas in the country that has the ability to do that. So again, it kind of gives us the ability to bring in unique shows like this that otherwise the community really wouldn't have a venue to host. You know, there's the Virginia Theater, but that's probably a little too small for something like this.
This is big,
exactly. So, it gives us that versatility again, and puts us at a capacity of about 3,000 for a Broadway show, and we just drop curtains down and kind of section off the bowl to just the west side of the arena, and that's how we configure it to make it work for a Broadway show.
We've got Trevor Noah also coming to the State Farm Center soon.
Yeah, so Trevor Noah is another real exciting act for us. He'll be in town on Friday night of homecoming weekend, so October 27th. For those who aren't familiar with him by name, if they were to look him up and see a photo of him, they would probably recognize him. He's the host of The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Took over for Jon Stewart when Jon stepped away a couple, I think about a year or two ago. He just received a contract extension through 2022, I think it was. So Comedy Central's kind of made an investment in Trevor. He's got a really unique story. He grew up in South Africa as the child of a white mother and black father, or vice versa, which, you know, at the time he was born was illegal in the country to have a interracial marriage like that. So he's got a really unique story. He's really kind of risen in notoriety here recently with our political climate. He's not shy with sharing his views on politics, but a really funny guy overall too. So he'll be in that same theater configuration. For that type of show, we do a theater expanded, so it gives us a little bit bigger, a bigger capacity for the show. But he'll be there that Friday night, October 27th. And again, his tickets are available on our website as well at statefarmcenter.com.
Brad Swanson with the State Farm Center with us today, just talking about some of the upcoming shows and acts making their way into town. Justin Moore performing. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, so just last weekend when we had Kip Moore in town, we announced our next country show. So that's Justin Moore. I don't believe they're related in any way, but all the Moores are coming to Champaign. He'll be in town with Dylan Scott on November 3rd, so excited to have them. Justin is one of those country artists that has a lot of hits. There's a lot of songs, if you look him up, that you probably recognize, that you hear on the radio or listen to on a Spotify or something like that, but you may not realize it's him.
Right.
So a lot of hit songs, and Dylan Scott, the opening act for him, has also kind of come on strong here recently with a big number one hit too. So we're excited about that that duo coming in November. Those tickets actually go on sale this upcoming week, this upcoming Thursday at 10 a.m. So people can watch for that. There are some pre-sale opportunities out there. And I'll actually do a plug here for our State Farm Center Insider email list. If people are interested in a pre-sale offer for that show, or really just about any show we do, they can register for our State Farm Center Insider list on our website. Just go to statefarmcenter.com. You scroll down a little bit, and there's a link there to sign up. And we send out pre-sale opportunities for just about every show that comes in to that group. So kind of a way to have access before the general public if the things we're offering here are of interest.
And and that is for the shows, not for the basketball games. That's an entirely separate department that handles those.
Correct. So, you know, the athletics department has their own email lists for football and basketball and all the other sports. The State Farm Center Insider is just for the entertainment side of what we do. So the concerts, Broadway shows, comedians, family shows like Harlem Globetrotters and WWE wrestling and monster trucks and those types of things. That's the type of emails they would receive on that email list, the State Farm Center Insider list. So,
you know, kind of speaking of setting up, you know, as far as the stadium or the arena goes, maybe you can't speak so much about it. When you have acts coming into town or you're looking at booking acts, do you see what they need and then see, okay, can we accommodate in the round or a half or three quarters or something like that?
That's certainly a part of the discussion that our general manager has with the booking agents. You know, as technology has advanced here in recent years with the video screens and all the lights and sound equipment that a lot of the concerts are touring with, that really has an effect on what we can host. Garth Brooks last spring is a great example of that. For those who came out to those shows or saw photos from them, you'll notice he had to bring in a separate rigging system. And that's because his production just weighed too much for us to accommodate it. The way our building is constructed with the self-supporting roof system, we can only hang so much weight from it. And so certain shows, their weight of their production is too much. So they either can't come or they have to do something unique like Garth did to be able to support it. So all of those things are taken into account. That and, you know, potential for ticket sales and what type of capacity a show is looking for. Some shows want a larger capacity to try to maximize the number of tickets sold and the revenue. Others are more interested in having a sold out environment. They want it to be packed and not have an empty seat in the house. So that can that can determine which configuration we go to with a specific artist or a specific show.
And so maybe that's, you know, maybe you have people call, say, hey, why don't you have X coming? And it's like, well, as you just said, there are just, you know, certain limitations that we've got. That
exactly.
We can't.
Well, and like I said, our theater configuration goes up to about 6,000 seats. That's a really large theater. We have the Virginia Theater in town, which is much, much smaller. So, you know, ZZ Top was recently there. They wanted a small, intimate setting for that show. So some artists, you know, depending on what their preferences are, may choose to go to a Virginia Theater or a theater or venue of that size over coming to us because we can't quite scale down that intimate. So, yeah, that's certainly a part of the discussion that Kevin, our general manager, has in going back and forth and trying to figure out which shows make sense to bring to our venue.
Brad Swanson with the State Farm Center. Again, the Broadway series, Trevor Noah, Justin Moore, all coming up here in the fall. And also sign up for the Insider. Get on the email list, State Farm Center Insider, and statefarmcenter.com. Find out all kinds of information about what's going on there.
It's all there. All right. Thanks so much for having me again.